The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Got a moral dilemma for the room. The room currently consists of myself, T-Hack, who you know, Tori, who you may kind of know.
You know.
This gets weird, and I don't want to say politically adjacent, but it could if you take it the wrong way, but it's just, okay. Let's start at the beginning and just make sure everybody in the room understands how things work biologically. In order to make a child,
dim the lights.
Right. There's two parties that come together and they make a baby, and then that baby's happening. Mm-hmm. And
it's a great time. I highly recommend it.
This whole show is just tangents today. Do you know that when you remember getting married and you're like, we're just gonna like, and just practice making a baby forever.
Mm-hmm.
I knocked her up on the first night of the honeymoon.
Oh, no.
And like the next day, she's like, I feel different. I'm like, shut up. You do not. She's like, my boobs feel different. I'm like, no, they don't.
Feel the same to me.
I am craving tuna.
Real. We were married on March 17th. Baby. Had the baby on December 13th.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
9 months. It was like, and I'm like, you shut up. You just don't want to keep romping all through the honeymoon. She's like, we're going to keep romping, but like,
she knew.
I'm pregnant.
She knew.
Wow.
So yeah, my practice sessions were like,
short.
Cut short.
You were too good.
I'm the Joe Sakic of pregnancy.
It took me years to master what you did on the first.
Thank you.
Grasshopper.
So we're all in agreement that that's how it happens. I mean, barring IVF and all the other things.
Sure.
But like, so I have a couple, friends that married, having a baby. We're 9 months in. Baby's coming anytime now.
Got it.
Great. It's time to start really getting serious about naming the child.
Mm.
And I'm going to bury some of the information, and I'm going to start right here. So two people made that baby. They're married. It's time to name the child. Who gets to name the child?
Maybe the one who pushes it out of her body.
But it couldn't have got in there without him. Can it at least be a joint decision?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Of course.
You get input. Yeah.
Yeah. Input. Just like he did in the right, first part. Yeah.
Right.
I'm all about input.
One time. Okay. Did you, like, your children, T-Hack, have, I mean, your children are named ridiculously awesome things.
See, I like when someone takes the time. I'm a name person. So I appreciate that.
His kids are just, they're just perfect.
I love that.
Oh, thank you.
They have a little bit of, they have your wife's culture. There's like,
just thank
like,
you.
They have like a Spanish middle name. Each of them do.
Both of them do, yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, which was my idea, actually.
Wow.
That, I mean,
but talk about input.
We came to the agreement together that we like that.
My daughter is the same. My daughter's middle name is Anna, which was my ex-wife's grandmother's name.
Beautiful.
And that was my idea.
Anna.
I was like, we should name her that. And we spelled it A-N-A because she's Brazilian and did the whole thing. And then when we introduced her to the grandparents and stuff, they were like, yeah, no, grandma spelled it with an H.
So,
yeah, we blew that one.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
H for...
Okay, so we are currently in agreement, married couple, baby, we get to name it together. There can be some fights here and there.
And I don't think it's 50-50, but I do think that it should have an input, that he should have an input. She is doing most of the work. Sorry.
Okay. All right.
But I think if it's something that I would want my input, but if it's something that either of us hated,
right,
then it's like, look, I'm sorry. Or if it's like, I dated a girl with that, like, we can't, there's some names that are just my cut list or
right,
whatever.
Like Stacy.
I think everybody gets a veto.
Everyone gets a veto. Absolutely.
100%. Okay. Even if I'm 100% convinced I want to name my kid this, it's like, no, yeah. And you nailed it. Like, Michaela was on our list.
Beautiful name.
Because my name's Michael, and then it would have kind of been like the...
Oh, that's like a junior. Version,
and it was like, yeah.
That's
my
beautiful.
Wife really wanted to do it. And I was like, I definitely slept a lot with a girl named Michaela. I was just like, I can't.
Malayla.
I can't name my daughter.
Right.
Like, it can't be named somebody you have smashed.
You know what's funny? Coming from a nicer place than smash, my middle name is Rachel. And it was supposed to be my full name because my dad's dad was Ray. But calling me Ray and Ray, he died early at like 56, and it was too hard. So they moved it to the middle name. So wow. You can kind of move things around.
Do you know how, I don't know if all men are like this, I find it so hot when a woman has a masculine name. Like calling
Jordan.
Ray or Sam.
Right,
or,
I know what you mean. Or Toby. Just
like, yeah, oh,
Toby.
Mm. I got that a lot. Everyone's like, you gonna name your kid Jordan because I'm such a sneaker guy? And it's like,
yeah, no, don't do that.
No, I'm deeper than that. Give me some credit.
This is Jordan and Nike.
Okay, here we go. So, we're in agreement. Here comes the real issue.
Okay.
It just came to light that during the pregnancy, while the relations had shut down, he didn't shut down relations. He had some with other people.
Okay.
So he has been outed as a cheater.
Ah.
Marriage is in jeopardy, and in my opinion, knowing these people, they're not going to make it.
It's over.
Probably.
Mm. Wow. Kaputzville.
Yeah.
Wow. Right before the
birth. That's so hard.
Text into 51059 because I want to know. Because Tori had already said, I think it's 50-50 with veto power, but you think it's what? 60-40?
Almost 70-30. Again, contractions, back pain, hip pain, vaginal
for
pain.
For one day!
Oh my God, for 9 months?
For one day!
Oh
okay.
My gosh.
Okay, but the kid's going to live 90 years.
Right, but the 9 months you don't get credit for?
You get credit, but you don't get an extra 20%.
Yeah. That's exactly what you
no,
get.
No, you don't get an extra 20%.
And then
20%.
Breastfeeding? No. Let's talk about nipple
okay.
pain.
Okay. I put on weight too.
Yes! All right? Thank you. Okay, so even if yours is 70-30.
Yeah.
And whatever your percentage is, what does it change because he cheated?
Oh, she gets full power. She gets full power. She gets absolute full power. You know why? Because the second he put his thing in something else, he gave away his power.
No,
goodbye. I see it.
Your naming rights don't go. They do not.
Yes,
it's
they do.
It's still his baby.
They're not equal at this point. Her baby is.
It's still their baby.
True. But he has marked himself with a shame.
I don't know.
I'm torn because that's so dirty that
it's so dirty.
I hate that so much.
I don't want him to have, on paper, I'm with you.
Of course, but?
But in the grand scheme of things, people cheat. And like, that doesn't mean you've lost all parental rights.
Totally.
And you haven't lost your connection to your kid.
Totally. But it does mean something called consequence.
I know, but that's too big of a consequence, isn't it?
Dude.
To not be able to name your child.
Stopping someone at 9 months is a big problem.
I know it is. I don't, I want to see people text into 51059. What percentage does he get now?
That's interesting.
Yeah, because is he going to still be a part of the kid's life?
I mean,
even if they split up, he'll still they'll share custody or whatever.
Yes. But think about the mom having to then, let's say he loves the name Ned. She has to now take care of Ned, who she can't stand because it reminds her of the whole situation.
It's but then she could still use her veto. She can use her veto on that name. I just don't know.
Then what consequence does he get?
The divorce?
No name.
No.
He's out.
I'm just saying, I don't think naming rights go away.
I do.
And if he wants to name the baby after the woman he was stooping.
Oh my God, it's not stooping, you Christian man. It's stooping.
Sorry.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.